Welcome, Above the Law listeners, to this first episode of our special podcast report debuting LexisNexis Lexis Plus, a new era in legal research. In this exciting debut episode one of our upcoming four-part series, listeners are getting an insider's look into this next generation legal tech tool from the minds of those who built it over at LexisNexis. Today, we're speaking to Jeff Pfeiffer, Chief Product Officer. Jeff is going to intro our audience to this new legal tech tool and the real-life practical applications of putting the product into your everyday practice. Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Ian, it's great to be with you and great to be with your listeners.
We understand that Lexis Plus is focused on three product pillars and the related benefits they provide. To kick us off, would you give us a brief overview of each, along with why Lexis built the system with an eye towards these particular areas of focus?
Absolutely. So I'd actually take a step back and share a little bit about what we heard from lawyers across the country as we built this product. We interacted and engaged with more than 2,000 attorneys to build Lexis Plus. And what we heard consistently were some common themes. We heard things like, it would be better if things that I use from Lexis were more interconnected. And we heard things like, legal products just don't seem to hit the same bar as products I use in the consumer market. And finally, you know, there's a lot of great new technology, and I'd like to be able to get better insights out of the products that I use in the legal market. So as we approach the Lexis Plus development effort, we thought about each of those three things, and that yielded a product experience that is centered around providing better data insights for users of the product, integrating what were separate product experiences into a more holistic product, and finally, we sought to set a new bar in legal design. And today, that manifests with the integration of a legal research experience, a practical guidance experience, and then the ability to analyze and assess a document that's uploaded by a user within the product experience itself.
We love that focus on data and design, and we actually will get into those in later episodes. Tell us about the data sets and the organizational approach that Lexis took. How does this new product aim to allow more efficient research regarding these enormous data sets that are now within our power?
Yeah, let's get some insight into that, because for LexisNexis, we really do have a big data problem. There's a lot of debate about who in the industry has a big data problem, but we do. We have more than 110 billion documents that are available to users of Lexis Plus on the product. And that comes from more than 52,000 news sources, more than 40,000 legal sources of information. So the fact is that information is growing at an increasing rate. And so what that means is that we have to take new approaches to organizing that information. Of course, the traditional ones are there, like thinking about what do I want to search today, like case law or statutes. But increasingly, we're using things like metadata and linking and clustering tools, which are technology approaches that allow us to take that very large amount of information that comes into our product every single day. In fact, we load over 20 million legal documents every single day to Lexis Plus. And so as that information is incorporated into our service, we have to add additional value to it. And that's things like metadata, organization, connecting documents that on the surface might not seem to be connected. And the value to our users is that once we do that, they're able to find information in a much easier way. And we can show connections between ideas and concepts and documents themselves, again, that were not immediately visible.
So that leveraging of the full Lexis product suite is just mind-blowing, Jeff. I mean, incredible. And no one else could really pull this off other than you guys. I want to know about the day-to-day practical applications with all these new tools and all this new data. Can you give us a few key areas or examples in the day-to-day practice of a lawyer that would be improved by using this incredible new system?
Yeah, one thing that let's examine a use case. Say you're a litigation firm and you've gotten your client's been sued and you've gotten notice from opposing counsel of a particular issue. And that often manifests, you get a copy of a brief that's been filed, or you may get a motion that's been filed, and you might immediately want to understand a little bit more about that litigation matter. In prior approaches to use of legal research products, you might first start by entering some terms and start searching for information that was relevant to that issue. But that has some limitations. I have frequently spoken about some of the challenges with search and how search is going to, we think, dramatically change over the next 5 years. So where in the past a user might have, again, started with some keywords and some ideas, today they can simply upload that document, and we can do the hard part initially to parse that document, to understand what's in that document, and make some recommendations about where to start in their research activity. And that is powered by some new technology that underpins Lexis Plus. But again, it's underpinned by that idea that what worked in the past, entering those basic terms and ideas, has some limitations. And we can use technology to help a user get a much better idea of where to start, what documents to look at, and what ideas to explore that might not have been immediately apparent.
I really like that broad observation about search, because when you really stop to think about search, like, it hasn't changed that much over the last decade or so. Even just the user experience of Google, it's sort of from the user perspective, seems to be pretty much the same tool that we've been using. Let's go off road for a second. I just want to understand, and maybe just, you know, as a chief product officer, how do you think search will fundamentally change?
Let's explain that through a problem. So if you look at the way users interact with our products today, our prior flagship product, Lexis, users would enter search terms, and we can tell through user data that users only open documents that are in the 1 through 12 position on average. So what that means is that in these thousands and thousands of documents that I've talked about, the user will likely only open a document if it's in one of the first 12 ranked positions in the results list. And that has some very obvious limitations. In a legal search, it's not only likely, but entirely possible that the best document could be much further down in the result list itself. So we see that as an opportunity. How do we leverage new technologies to mine that data and present back to the user the information that's most relevant? And again, a relevant answer set could be 50, 60, 100 documents. Our challenge is to present that information in a way that's consumable and guides them, again, to ideas that they might not have thought about exploring in the first place. So technology plays a big role here. Whether it is machine learning capabilities that can mine information at scale and bring all of that information back, but also ideas like data visualization, which is extensively deployed in Lexis Plus. Data visualization is a tremendous tool that helps us take something like a standard result list and expose the connections and the relationships between documents that are in that result list. And when we use tools like data visualization, we see that users go well beyond those 12 documents and explore documents that might be ranked 50 or 100 in the result list itself.
Yeah, I personally love data visualization, and I think more lawyers are coming around to that. Do you have any issues with like adoption of this of these new technologies? I mean, it seems like it was designed to be so intuitive and to actually resemble tools that we're using in other areas of our life. What's it like getting new lawyers to do things like, you know, research through a data visualization tool or to use some of the machine learning technology that you're now offering?
I will say it's true that we see certain technologies and certain capabilities like data visualization used by certain subsets of customers. Law students, for example, embrace our data visualization tools by far more than any other segment of our user base. And whether that reflects, you know, a different interaction with products overall and in essentially the beginning of a curve of a new way of interacting with data, I think it's too early to say. We often hear even more tenured professionals say things like, I really like data visualization because I'm a visual learner. We'll hear that expression quite a bit. So again, I would say that in tools like data visualization, it depends a bit on the individual. As for technology, I have an idea that I like to espouse, which is I hope that our lawyer users don't actually know what technologies are at use. I think that it's our obligation to simply present them better insights and better answers when they use LexisPlus. So we could have dozens of machine learning models that are running underneath the product experience or powering various feature capabilities. Our job is simply to present the best answers to the user or give them the best insights to the questions that they have. And if they have questions about technology, we'll give them either education so they understand it better, or in the product itself, we'll give them some tools so that they can control the experience. That last idea is something we heard a bit about when we developed LexisPlus, which is that sometimes when advanced technologies are used, a user can feel like they lose control of the experience because there are powerful technologies at play. So we've developed some capabilities as well that allow the user to really maintain control of that experience so that they always feel like they can make the choices about the research experience.
Yeah, I like that point about control, which actually leads me to another question about artificial intelligence, because I think there's some hesitancy amongst lawyers in approaching the topic of AI and machine learning, even though I view these as inevitable technology shifts and ultimately good things for the profession at large. Tell us a little bit about how the concept of AI works into LexisPlus, if at all, and just your thoughts on how AI will impact the profession, generally speaking, as we progress into the future.
So AI is a really exciting, I think, area for law, especially because machine learning in particular does very well with really heavy text. And that is something obviously that lawyers deal with every single day. And so where humans are notoriously challenged at reviewing very large amounts of information accurately, machines are not. And one of the big promises of machine learning is that computers can mine information in incredible volumes and expose ideas or connections or concepts that would generally not be visible through standard human review. So in LexisPlus, we've leveraged artificial intelligence in order to support this idea of data-driven insights. That is, that I find insights or information that might not be visible through standard review. And there are two specific examples in the product that I'll highlight. One is something called LexisPlus Answers, where we leverage machine learning to allow a user to enter a fully formed query in natural English into the search box and get a specific answer to that question. The idea is increasingly, how can the user interact with a service like LexisPlus in a way that is more human-like? I'll enter a question, LexisPlus gives me back an answer to that question. So I think there are lots of ideas that we'll pursue down the road that will advance ideas exactly like that. How do we make that interaction between the user and the service more human-like so that you get better insights and answers out of the data?
Really like that, Jeff. And thanks for covering those broad technology trends that LexisPlus is integrating, everything from AI to machine learning to data visualization and a new take on search. I want to tack now to use cases and some more of the practical day-to-day applications of these powerful technologies into our practice. We're going to talk a little bit about how a litigator might use this versus, say, an M&A transactional lawyer. So let's start with a hypothetical. Suppose I'm a litigator at a big law firm retained to defend against a newly filed lawsuit. Can you walk me through a few of the ways LexisPlus could uniquely offer assistance throughout the end-to-end process of litigation?
Absolutely. So broad promise for LexisPlus is that we will offer our users an intelligent, guided experience through a research question. So in the scenario that you just presented, let's assume that a litigator has a question about an issue related to summary judgment, and they're trying to get some insight into traditional legal research questions around, say, a motion for summary judgment in New York. a traditional start to research might include a query in a search box. So enter some terms. A user can do that in Lexis Plus. So if they feel most comfortable starting with that research experience, they can enter a question into the search box about a motion for summary judgment in New York and get some basic answers back. Like what are the requirements? What are general ruling tendencies on that particular motion type? But they might have additional questions, like maybe I'm a younger attorney and I have questions about how to strategize about a motion for summary judgment. In Lexis Plus, that user, that same user, can easily toggle into our practical guidance content to get some insight and information about drafting a motion for summary judgment in New York specifically. And within that practical guidance experience, they also get exposed to our legal analytics capabilities. So in that scenario, we'll expose the user, for example, to the different grant rates in New York courts for motions for summary judgment, so that a user can get some insight into how they might want to think about a motion strategy to support a client. And from there, they might actually find a sample motion document that had been drafted by another lawyer or another law firm that could serve as guidance for starting a draft of a new motion document, and ultimately produce that document all the way to Word, where it could be further edited and collaborated on by others in the firm. I think the idea generally in the example that I've discussed is that you can start by getting some basic information. We'll give you very specific guidance on how to explore a topic more deeply, and then we'll help you actually draft the work product that you're trying to create, get it back into Word so that you can better support the client or collaborate with other members of your trial team.
Yeah, it's becoming clear in just listening to you describe that use case that one of the big superpowers of Lexis Plus is this adaptability to many different practice types. You just gave a great example of how a litigator might use Lexis Plus. But what about in the transactional setting? So here's another hypothetical. Let's say I'm advising a major corporation regarding an M&A acquisition offer. How could Lexis Plus be used throughout that process in the transactional setting?
Transaction lawyers are really an interesting user group for us, because in general, we find that transaction lawyers may be initially trying to get an overview of a topical area, but ultimately they're trying to create a document, usually. They're trying to create work product for the client. So unlike a litigator who might be doing much more voluminous research, a transaction lawyer is trying to get quickly into background information that can help accelerate a drafting task. And in Lexis Plus, again, that same user could enter, say, our practical guidance information to get background information on a specific agreement type. Say it might be a stockholder agreement, and they need to draft a stockholder agreement for a specific client transaction. In that scenario, again, simply enter those terms, get sample documents, other stockholder agreements that have been drafted, so that you can accelerate and get to a quicker point in the research and drafting activity. But more importantly, a bigger idea, I think, would be this concept of data-driven insights. So in the transaction space in particular, in Lexis Plus, we've introduced a capability called market standards, which allows a user to explore how other transactions, especially in the M&A space, have played out. So by leveraging an enormous collection of contract data filed with the SEC, we can mine that information and present information about what's market, what are clause values that are appropriate based on deal size or transaction type, what are alternate clauses that are appropriate for a particular transaction matter. And so again, with a few easy clicks, a user is able to get insights that are powered by data. The user is able to understand what other transactions like mine typically look like and can use that information for more efficient drafting.
Awesome description of those transactional use cases, Jeff. I want to understand, do you come from a legal background or a technology background? I think it's technology, but I wanted to ask you, tell me a little bit about your background and expertise and what it was like working with lawyers to try to bring this technology into existence?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I am, I guess I would call myself a lifer in terms of legal technology product development. I've been developing products for lawyers for over 30 years. And the landscape has definitely changed over that time, but it is true that we now have more opportunity to develop great new ideas to support or to address problems that have always existed. So again, at my core, I'm really obsessed with building better legal products in the legal market. I think sometimes lawyers too get a little bit of a knock, you know, that they're thought of as less adaptive or receptive to technology. I don't really see that as the case. I mean, I think about the lawyers in particular back in the 70s that were adopting online legal research before any other industry was consuming information electronically, to today where lawyers are using machine learning powered solutions to mine discovery data or research data like we offer. I think the legal market is actually highly adaptive to technology, but it has to work and it has to actually provide good insights. And that's our target with LexisPlus. We really want to deliver a new level of data-driven insights and information that helps people actually make better decisions.
What's the most exciting part about working on LexisPlus? Is there one thing that just gets you out of bed in the morning? Just tell me what's been the most gratifying or exciting experience in working on LexisPlus.
Well, clearly leveraging new technology capabilities to solve problems that have been around a long time is really, really exciting. And we think there's a long way to go on that front. So what we're introducing now is really only the beginning of a really exciting future. We are planning some amazing improvements to LexisPlus already that we'll release later in 2020 and early in 2021. So again, that's exciting. It's built in a way that we can continue to add additional value to the customer experience. But I guess one thing that really inspires me quite a bit is this idea of raising the bar on legal product design, that lawyers demand and are, I think, owed a product experience that stands up with the best of any product experience in any industry, not just legal. And that's our goal with LexisPlus. And we're excited about the feedback we've heard from clients so far.
That's all the time we have for episode one. Jeff, thanks for helping to kick this off with us today. And stay tuned, everyone, for our next episode where Jeff will come back on the show and we'll discuss a little bit more about how LexisPlus can be used in a lawyer's tactical approach to their practice. Jeff, thanks for kicking us off today with episode one.
Thanks, Ian.